206-286-8686.
Mark chapter 11, it says in verse 19, and when evening came on, he and his disciples, as accustomed, went out of the city. In the morning when they were passing along, they noticed that the fig tree was withered completely away to its roots. And Peter remembered and said to him, Master, look, the fig tree which you doomed has withered away. And Jesus replying said to them, have faith in God. And the Amplified says, constantly. Someone say, constantly.
Constantly.
Then in verse 23, he says, truly I tell you, whoever says to this mountain, be lifted up and thrown into the sea, and does not doubt at all in his heart, but believes that what he says will take place, it will be done for him. For this reason, I am telling you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe, trust, and be confident that it is granted to you, and you will get it. And whenever you stand praying, if you have anything against anyone, forgive him and let it drop, leave it, let it go, in order that your Father, who is in heaven, may also forgive you your own failings and shortcomings and let them drop. We don't want things in our heart to block us or trouble us from operating in our faith.
Amen.
Amen? Now, let's take a step back and take a look at something here that we've talked about and I want to reinforce. Faith is the substance. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for. And the evidence. Someone say evidence. You know, in the spirit realm, there everything must be done legally. There's protocols in the spirit. You just don't do any kind of way. It doesn't just happen by chance. There are protocols. There are laws that govern the spirit realm. And if you can operate and abide by those laws, Elder mentioned earlier, while he was exhorting about obedience.
Amen.
Obedience and belief are synonymous.
Amen.
You can't believe and you're not obedient.
Amen.
You're breaking spiritual laws. And sometimes that's why things don't add up. Well, I call myself believing, but are you obedient? All right, so evidence is what persuades our heart. Remember that, evidence. Not just guessing, not just saying something, not just having seen something, not just hoping for something, but it's evidence. Somebody say evidence. At the end of the day, you focus your attention on the place that provides the most consistent and compelling evidence. Now, I mentioned that evidence coming from our five senses is relentless.
Amen.
It's constant. It never stops. In other words, the world will constantly try to conform you to its thinking.
Amen.
Amen. I can't. I don't have enough.
Amen.
I'm not educated. I'm born in the wrong place, the wrong time. All this stuff, but the world tries to conform. But Jesus said, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Amen? So, Mark 4:24, it says, take heed, get that for me, Mark chapter 4, verse 24 and 25. So we can lay this solid foundation on the four phases of faith. Verse 24. And he said unto them, take heed what you hear. We must guard our ear gate. Stop listening to foolishness. Amen. Take heed what you hear. With what measure you meet, it shall be measured to you. And unto you that hear, shall more be given. Okay, take heed what you hear. Verse 25. For he that has, to him shall be given. He that has what? He that has ears to hear what the Spirit is saying. Unto him shall be given. And he that hath not what? An ear to hear what the Spirit is saying. From him shall be taken even that which he has. The world, the enemy, will steal even what you think you have if you stop hearing. That's why our faith has to constantly be in God. As we read in the Amplified, constantly. Not just here and there. That's you're playing tit-tat with the devil. He takes, you get back. He takes, you get back. No, constantly. Take heed what you are hearing, for what measure you meet, what significance, what you take heed to, what you acknowledge as truth, what measure you give to that, the same measure comes back to you. It's spiritual law. God is fair and just. You can't look at somebody and say, well, why are they so blessed? And I'm not. That's not their fault. That's not his fault. It's your fault. It's spirit law. And when you get past all the worldly limitations that they try to set on your mind, and you break into that realm of possibility and potential, you'll find that there's limitless. God says, whatsoever you say. Come on, tell somebody, get in that realm where you, whatsoever you say, shall come to pass. See, a lot of people are asking God, well, Lord, whatever the will of the Lord. The will of the Lord is his word. Amen. It's in his word. But he goes on to say, if you say, God's not putting you in a box saying, this is as far as you can go. This is all you can do. He's saying, whatsoever you say. Tell somebody, I got to get there. But see, you get there through gathering evidence. You get in the word enough, that word will transform your mind to where you're not looking at limitations. You're looking at possibilities. You're not looking at what's against you. You're looking at what's for you. You're not looking at what you're going through. You're looking at where you're going to. Amen. Tell somebody, stop talking about what you're going through. Talk about where you're going to. Where you set your focus is where your energy is going to carry you. Amen. Evidence coming from the five senses is relentless. So we need evidence coming from the Spirit to be relentless. Our heart believes that for which we retain the most evidence, the strongest, most consistent emotions. Now, meditating on the word. Now, the word meditate doesn't just mean you sit in a lotus position and, you know, you close your eyes and you're home. That's what the world sees as meditating. But meditating means to utter. It means to think deeply about. There's a lot of meaning to meditating. And it's a spirit, it's a biblical word. It's not a cultic word, New Age word. Don't be afraid of meditating. Amen. Lord told Joshua, meditate on my word day and night. Then you'll have good success and you'll prosper. Why? Because it transforms your thinking. You start thinking like God. When we meditate, it brings about evidence. Remember, our emotions are created by where we place our focus. What are you focused on? Get me Job chapter 31, verse 1. And we're still laying the foundation for this. Job made a statement here in Job. He said, I made a covenant with my eyes. A covenant with his eyes. Why then should I look or think? Why then should I think? He didn't say look, but think. Why then should I think upon a maid? And this was when Job's wife was acting up. Just cuss God and die, you, with your diseased self. Job, I done made a covenant with my eyes. I ain't looking nowhere else. And therefore, he had control of how he thought. Come on, come on. You look too long, you're going to think long. Think wrong. So, ears, eyes. Meditating has to do with the thought patterns, but also what we utter, what we speak. What is your conversation like? Again, are you talking about what you're going through or where you're going to? Make it a habit. I mean, on purpose to talk about where you're going to. It might feel a little uncomfortable at first, but just talk about where you're going to. Stop talking about what you're going through. Don't give that any place in your life, in your thinking. Because what you see, what you hear, what you talk about, you're gathering evidence for. And whatever has the most evidence in your life is where you are headed and what you will believe. All right? Now, let's go back a little further to Genesis where the Holy Spirit was moving upon the face of the deep after the destruction, after God sent destruction. And I believe it was the time after Lucifer rebelled and the whole universe was thrown into chaos because God didn't create it that way. But there the Holy Spirit was brooding or moving. The word is brooding. It's a Hebrew word. And he was brooding. Now, it has to do with brooding and fluttering. Okay? He was over the Holy Spirit. How many know he's omnipresent? He's over all of the creation in the earth, and he was brooding. God.
It's time to magnify and multiply. A countywide gathering of churches celebrating unity in our community. February the 25th, starting at 5 p.m. at the Haverdale Fence Center, 2000 Virginia Avenue, Fort Pierce. It's a multi-church combined mass choir under the leadership of Larell Fredericks. With inspirational speaking from Apostle Trevor Banks and a host of pastors, dignitaries, civic leaders, join us as we magnify and multiply a countywide gathering of churches celebrating unity in the community. February 25th, 5 p.m., Finn Center, 2000 Virginia Avenue, Fort Pierce. We'll see your faces in the place.